At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Good morning, friends, and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. It's a joy to have you here again. As we continue our journey through the Psalms yesterday in Psalm 47, we celebrated God's reign over the nations. Today, in Psalm 48, we take a step further. We pause to worship Him for His faithfulness and steadfast presence. This psalm was written as a song of celebration for God's deliverance and protection over Jerusalem, often referred to as Zion. It paints a picture of security, beauty, and divine strength. It reminds us that the same God who watched over His city still watches over us today. Today's devotional is titled, Great is the Lord. Psalm 48, verses 1 reads, Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, His holy mountain. Psalm 48 celebrates God's greatness and faithfulness as the protector of His people. It can be divided into three powerful movements. 1. Verses 1 to 3. God's greatness in His city. Jerusalem, Zion, symbolizes God's presence among His people. The city stands not because of its walls, but because God Himself dwells there. 2. Verses 4 to 8. God's power over His enemies. When kings came against Jerusalem, they were overwhelmed by awe, not by military might, because they encountered the presence of the Almighty. 3. Verses 9 to 14. Remember and tell His faithfulness. The psalm ends with a call to remember God's works and tell future generations that this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. The psalm moves from worship to witness, from admiring who God is to sharing with others what He has done. Worship is our witness. Today's psalm is a call to see, remember, and celebrate God's faithfulness. It's easy to focus on what's wrong in the world, what's broken, uncertain, or lost, but this psalm shifts our eyes upward to the God who remains steady through every generation. Jerusalem stood not because of its architecture, but because of God's abiding presence. Likewise, your life stands not because of your strength, but because of His presence within you. When people look at your life, may they see not perfection, but peace, not pride, but presence, the unmistakable evidence that God dwells there. When God is in the midst of your life, you can't be shaken. You become a living testimony of His faithfulness. Today, we're reminded that God's presence is our protection. We don't need to fear what comes against us. God surrounds us like He did Zion. Worship invites perspective. When you focus on God's greatness, your problems shrink in comparison. Our stories reveal His glory. Each time God brings you through something, it becomes a testimony for someone else. Faith must be passed on, verse 13 urges us to tell it to the next generation. Share your story. Let others know what God has done in your life. God's guidance never ends. He is not only the God of our victories, but also the one who walks with us in our valleys. In a world obsessed with independence, this psalm invites us to depend deeply, to dwell securely in God's presence, and to celebrate Him daily. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for being our dwelling place, our refuge, strength, and constant guide. Thank You for surrounding us with Your love and faithfulness today. We stand in awe of Your greatness. We ask that You help us live in the confidence of Your presence. For the listener who feels uncertain, be their peace. For the one who feels weak, be their fortress. For those who feel forgotten, remind them that You are near and faithful. Teach us to remember Your works, to share with others Your goodness, and to trust You in every season. Let our lives shine as testimonies of Your unchanging love. We praise You, O Lord, our God, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, Amen. Friends, never forget this truth. God's presence in your life is your greatest security. You may face battles, but the Lord Almighty surrounds you. Like the city of Zion, your life is not defined by the size of your problems, but by the strength of your protector. So, lift your eyes today. Let gratitude replace worry. Let praise rise above fear. And let your life be a living psalm that declares, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised." If this devotional blessed you, share it with a friend who needs to be reminded of God's faithfulness. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.